I'm telling you this because you need to know. Something bad might happen if I don't tell you. When I was 23, I met a girl. We met on Reddit, exchanging comments back and forth on a subreddit about cats. I posted pictures of my cat, and she posted ones of hers, and we began trying to outdo each other with crazy pictures of our cats doing silly things, wearing St. Paddy's Day hats, or passed out on the couch with a beer. I remember her best one involved the cat standing with a bored look on his face in front of a TV showing, Kim Kardashian. The picture had the caption, "I'd fuck her, but I'm bored." After a while, we began sharing PMs, and after that, we became friends. We shared our IM contacts, and one thing led to another until we began calling on the telephone every day. And it all started with some cat photos. Truth was, she was wonderful. She was funny, smart, and she had a voice that liked to purr when we got a little sexy with each other. She was older than me by about 5 years, and worked as an editor for a book company, doing most of her work at home. She told me that she didn't get out much. I suppose, in my head, I got images of a recluse, a woman who was shy about herself because of her looks, or her weight, or who knew what. So I finally convinced her to video chat with me. The nice thing about the internet is it acts as an equalizer sometimes. If you have an open mind and an open heart, looks don't matter as much as the magazines try to make you think they do. And up to this point, I'd gotten to know her for who she was, not what she looked like. She wasn't what I expected. She was a normal woman. Not beautiful, but not unpretty either. When I saw her for the first time, I got giddy. She had brown hair and brown eyes, and when she smiled, dimples popped in her cheeks. She had a beautiful smile. If you haven't figured it out by now, I was falling for her, and I think she felt the same way. At that point, I began to try and convince her that we needed to meet in person. She resisted, but I kept at it over the next year. We talked every day about everything and anything, sharing work stories, opinions on politics, sexual fantasies, personal dreams, everything. We began having a sexual relationship, both on video and on the phone, vanilla at first, and then moving into kinky fetishes, involving her pretending to be my pet cat. It was sexy and appealing, and to someone as inexperienced as me, amazing as hell. It still feels that way, even now. During all of that, every once in a while, I offered to come see her. She was always so terribly reluctant. She finally broke on my 25th birthday. She was very specific about the date I could come. I suppose I should have seen that as a warning sign, but I was so happy and nervous that the only thing I could think of was seeing her. Late that month, I finally drove 5 hours across the border to her neat little one-story house in the suburbs. When we first met, it was like old friends coming together. There was no awkwardness or strangeness about it. We went in and sat on the couch together, cuddling, as we talked about the drive. And we felt each other's warmth. And her cat snuggled with us. We made love that night, and the next one too. And during the day, we went out to explore the city, seeing the sights, and getting to become familiar with being with one another. And then it was over, and I had to drive home. Our parting was unpleasant and hard. I think we both knew by that point that we were meant to be together. Being away from her was torture. I began to visit her once a month, rearranging my schedule at work to fit hers, and each visit was wonderful. And before long, I decided to suggest that we try to figure out a way to move in together. I didn't expect the intensity of her reaction. She refused, with tears in her voice as we spoke on the phone, telling me that our relationship had gone too far and we needed to break up. And then when I tried to get her to tell me why she hung up on me. I tried calling her back, but after 2 days of no answer, I lost it. I went a little crazy. I hopped in my car. I drove 5 hours to see her. I got a speeding ticket on the way for my trouble. When I arrived, she opened the door with a shocked and angry expression. How dare I come without her permission? The relationship was over. I begged her to tell me what I'd done wrong. I thought maybe it was because of our genders or her sexual orientation, or maybe what her friends or family might think of me. I tried to reassure her that I knew what it was like to have a disapproving family, that I'd be there with her through whatever she needed to make it work. It didn't matter. She told me I had to leave. By then it was nearly night, and it was already proving to be dark because of the new moon. I refused to leave, and she almost seemed to grow panicked the longer I stayed, until finally, when it was clear I wasn't going to leave until she told me what was wrong, she gave in. She told me that I could sleep in her guest room, and we'd talk about it in the morning. But I had to go to bed early and not leave my room until she came and got me when the sun came up. I'm sure you're thinking this sounds a little strange. I did too. But I did what she told me. I was just happy she'd agreed to talk some more. But after the house went silent after midnight, I began hearing odd noises from the basement through the floorboards. I got out of bed in my underwear and went to investigate. Her cat rushed into my room when I opened the door, and God, it was in a state, fur raised. It actually ran under my bed and refused to come out. I didn't know what to think, so I went to her room. She wasn't there, so I went to the basement door, opened it, and went down. The basement was dimly lit by an incandescent light bulb. She had her laundry machines down there, and in a corner, a chain-link fenced cage. And in it was a mountain lion. Yeah, a fucking mountain lion. When it saw me, it went crazy, bashing against the chain link with a yowl that scared the shit out of me. The cat was intensely muscular and aggressive. I backed up and fell over a laundry basket, and that's when I realized that the mountain lion was standing on two legs and had arms and was distinctly female. Really, baby? I don't care what you think. Just shut up and let me finish. I didn't know what to do or how to react. The cat in the cage was desperate to get out, and she was smart, too. She began working at the door of the cage, bashing at it. Despite there being a lock on it, the door began to bend and give way. At that point, I knew I had to get the hell out of there, so I got up and practically ran up the stairs, and that's when she broke loose. I was terrified when I heard the clatter of the claws on the stairs behind me, but I had the presence of mind to slam the door shut behind me. But she got there before it latched and smashed it open with her body. And I went down on my ass on the floor, staring up in mortal terror. And she was terrifying. And that's when she leapt on me. And I struggled, and she swiped at me with her claw, opening a gash on my shoulder here. Then she began grinding against me, her eyes staring into mine. And that's when I knew it had to be her. The eyes were different, but the same, but also without any of the intelligence I knew should have been there. Her grinding was intensely sexual. She made more yowling noises and a rough growl that might have been a purr. I struggled at first to get away and received a swipe every time until the pain and fear made me stop. And all the while, she ground her crotch against mine, pressing tightly so that I could feel her heat through my flimsy underwear. She ground against me, fucking me, while staring into my eyes. It was probably the most primal thing I've ever experienced, and the most frightening. She was my friend and my lover, and now I was nothing to her but her prey. But that wasn't the end of it. I became her plaything, enduring painful swipes of her paw and nips from her teeth to get me to obey her. At some points, she made me lick her strangely feline sex until she came in my mouth, covering me with this musky, oily fluid that took a week to come off after. She tore off my underwear and used her tongue on me. It was unpleasant, but it eventually ripped me into an unwanted orgasm. It was frightening, humiliating, and amazing all at once as I came for her, and she seemed to delight in my humiliation. It went on all night, bestial, hungry, and brutal mating with me over and over, biting and humping and grinding and licking. I was raped a dozen times or more because that's how cats mate. At some point, I passed out from exhaustion as she lay atop me, that growling purr filling my dreams. Sometimes I still hear it, even now. When I woke up, she was nowhere to be found, and I was a bloody mess, laying on the floor with a blanket thrown over me and some of the worst of my wounds haphazardly bandaged. She'd had that much concern for me, at least. Her house was a shambles. Her dresser had been emptied, her computer, some of her books, and her car were gone. And so was the cat I'd known so well from her Reddit posts. But she left me a note. And the note is the reason I'm telling you this now. She wrote that her family had a curse, and the new moon brought it out once every lunar month. I'd had bad timing, and she was too cowardly to stick around to clean up the mess she'd made by not telling me the truth. Worse, the curse was transferable. I spent a day at the hospital getting cleaned up. The questions were endless, and I had to lie about being attacked by a wild dog. They gave me a rabies shot, just in case, and warned me that I'd probably be scarred for life. I was scarred, but not only physically. My heart had been raped just as much as my body. You truly have no idea. I never saw her again, and she never posted on Reddit after that. I've looked for her over the years, but it's like she disappeared. And that's it. The answer for my scars and why tonight I'm going into the basement and locking myself in a cage. I'm not going to hide it from you like she did. Maybe if she'd told me, maybe if she'd stayed to make it right, things would have been different. I'm sure I would have forgiven her, or perhaps even accepted her. Instead, we both lost someone we loved, all because she was a coward. I promised myself I would never make the mistake she did. And since I love you, now you know. Fine, I'm lying. But I'm still going to lock myself in that cage tonight. I might be crazy. I guess it's all up to you to decide now. What are you?